Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
Hey, Bill. You're doing fine, and whenever you get that DMRH2 program, then we're going to have to try the WR4SC DMR machine on Caesar's Head. KI4LZI Mobile.
Thanks for the signal report. I appreciate it. Richard and Jerry's doing a pretty good job trying to get me spun up on that. So I'll be in touch when I can navigate it myself, I guess. I'm just trying to learn right now.
Everything, I'm still learning too, but I do know that that's the Hearts machine on Caesar's Head. And we can go Pickens Local. I'm not Pickens Local, that's Glassy, but Greenville Local on that WR4SC on Caesar's Head. We can communicate maybe there. KI4LZI Mobile.
Andy, let me duck on out so I can get ready for the net. Appreciate the signal report. Minutes. KO4NUE, standing by for the net. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276, the repeater is at an elevation of 33,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and start the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins tonight, and there are 23 of them, so just be patient, and here we go. Starting with W4XMR, Mail and Prosperity, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Mr. Bryan in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM, Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traverse Rest, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KF4NXY, Mr. David in Honeyapath, and AF4SX, that's Miss Marie in Honeyapath, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, and KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Greenville, and K4AFT, Michael in Central, and K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check functions tonight, and my correction, there were only 22. All right, so with that, we'll go ahead and start with EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Welcome, Mr. John, KN4RJN in Brown Summit tonight via Echo Link. John, I have you down for some comments later on, sir, and I'll swing back around here shortly to pick you up. All right, let me go ahead and recognize my wife, KO4RYP, who is standing here with me in the ham shack tonight. And with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the RF portion tonight, being Tuesday night. We'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Juliet. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Can you eat? Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. And has a good night. 7-3.
NUE. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI-4 LZI, stationary mobile. Andy Pickens, no traffic, no round table.
I'll go ahead and recognize Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK-4JFO. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, I hope you are doing well, sir. It's nice to hear you tonight. And also Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. He brings along his wife, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And please tell Miss Donna we said hello tonight. Also, Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, mobile stationary in Pickens tonight. Andy, hope you are doing well, sir. It's nice to hear from you. All right, any other stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And Miss Lorena, just would like to say that you have an impeccable signal coming into the repeater tonight. So I don't know what you're doing, but keep on doing it. It sounds really nice. Also, she brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. And nice to hear from you guys tonight. All right, any other station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4 and NH. My name is Fred. I'll be mobile to Piedmont tonight in North Lake. 73 USAP, stand on all the negative, negative, negative.
Welcome, Mr. Fred, KO4NNH, mobiling around in Piedmont, headed to the workplace tonight. Mr. Fred, I hope you are safe tonight, and I hope you have a wonderful night at work tonight. Please be safe. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I won't be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, KD4 SRR, Robert, Danny, Joanna, and I have just a little bit of rag chew tonight, if I may. 73 to all the rest of you.
I'd like to welcome KO4QLG. Chris, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4 SRR. That's Mr. Robert down in Joanna. And Robert, I have you down for some rag chew. Just a little bit, as you said. I hope you're doing well tonight, Robert. All right, with that, I'm going to move up to Echo Link and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hey, Chad. You will check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself and the net. Do be sure and tell Miss Anna that I said hello.
And I've got you, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen from Greenwood. And Stephen, Anna says hello back to you, sir. Hope you are doing well tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Friend UE. If I'm making it tonight, this is N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
UE. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane from Greenville. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. And contact, go ahead, sir.
This is KD4DRA, Kilo Delta 4 Delta Romeo Alpha. I want to see if Shane's going to be around ZLK. You'll be around after the net, Shane.
But I'll probably be driving, and I can't seem to hold the repeater very long. But, good to hear you, Rick. If you want to give me a call on the cell phone?
Do that. You headed down toward Columbia?
In Atlanta now.
Call then. You'll probably be out of this one in a little bit. All right. Thanks a lot for letting me make the call. Thanks, Shane. I'll check you later. KD4DRA.
Internet. Thanks.
Glad you guys could get linked up there. We'd like to welcome KD4DRA. That's Mr. Rick. And Rick, can I have your location tonight, sir?
I'd like to check my wife in while we're doing it, if you don't mind. KD4NDC. That's Diane. Also negative and negative.
Welcome, Miss Diane, KD4NDC. And Mr. Rick, KD4DRA from Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. First time I've got you in the log for both of you. And welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just glad to have you. All right, with that, any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Any station, Alpha Through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Pert, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
When you eat, please check in out of turn. K3JOY Joy. Also, KI4DOS Gary. We're at home in Easley. We're going to be in and out tonight, Chad. Good evening to you, and please tell Anna I said hello.
welcome. W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And K3JOI, that's Miss Joy in Easley. Joy, hope you are doing well tonight, ma'am. Anna says hello. And she brings along Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, all in Easley. Hope you guys have a wonderful night and a wonderful day tomorrow, too. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check-in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Duggan Valhalla, negative and negative, 73 to all on the net.
Got you in there, Doug, N4AHO, Mr. Doug from Valhalla. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Doug. Hope you are doing well. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, just pulling into the driveway tonight, Chad. You and Miss Anna have a good evening and all on the net.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in camera, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. Patrick, I hope you had a wonderful day today, sir, and I'm glad you are returning home. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry in camera. Harry, hope you are doing well tonight, sir, and hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, any other stations out of Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the big group, which is Alpha Through Zulu. Any station, Alpha Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry from Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please say hello to Anna for me. Thank you.
Please check in. KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry in Taylor's.
Welcome, November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike in 4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. Jerry, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and I hope you got that HF rig. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy we said hello tonight, sir. And Mr. Harry in Taylor's, KE6 Tango Charlie Golf. Harry, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Number 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
H-R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brooklyn, no comments, I'm monitoring.
UE. Ed, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Welcome. N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren from Taylor's tonight. And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed from Brevard. Ed, hope you are doing well, sir. And Mr. Keith, KN4CHY from Seneca. Hope you guys are doing well. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, I'll make one more call, Alpha 3 Zulu. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative. And may have hum on, would you comment on it? May have hum. I just turned my charger on this thing. That's all I have over.
From W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Taylor. And Gene, you do have a considerable amount of hum on your signal tonight, but you are definitely readable and copyable. So maybe when your batteries get charged up, it'll die down a little bit. All right, any other stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. First on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John from Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Having any luck with your scope mount?
This is KO4NUE. Let me just tell you. So I started the triangular piece. I've got one tripod for my transit. And I just don't like it, so I'm gonna build me one. So I got the triangular piece started that the, you know, the three legs hooked to, and took some metal out to the scrap bin to dump it in the scrap bin. It's getting ready to go, time to go to scrap yard. And found the actual Celestron 5 mount in the scrap bin. So I think my dad may have threw it in there. Which totally changes the design of everything if I want to use the mount, which is going to be a lot easier for go about 3 hours worth of machining if I use it. So I'm kind of struggling with that a little bit.
This is KN4RJN. Well, send me some pictures. I might be able to possibly give you some ideas or suggestions on how you might be able to do that, although you've got it there in your hands, so that makes it a little bit easier, but I might be able to come up with a couple ideas on that. But in any event, tell Anna there is a meteor shower. It's a weak one on Saturday, November 5th. Either before dawn on Saturday morning or on Saturday night. It's a weak meteor shower. It's called the Southern Torrids. Not very many, meteors per hour, but unfortunately it's going to peak. There's going to be a full moon about that time. So it as the full moon goes down just before dawn, you might be able to see a few, or early Saturday morning, before dawn, you might be able to see a few there. And there is another meteor shower called the Northern Torrids, which is, let me slide down here, on November 12th, again on a Saturday. And again, pre-dawn or late evening. Saturday, November 12th, either before dawn or in the late evening, you might be able to see. It typically delivers about 5 per hour. And might be able to see a few of those. Let me see here. What's gonna be a waning gibbous moon, so it won't wash it out too bad. And they're called the Taurids because they appear to radiate out of the constellation Taurus. Taurus runs right in front of just before Orion. And you find Orion, and the next little constellation over is called Taurus, and they appear to radiate out from that position, but you can see them just about anywhere. So she's got a couple shots here in November to see a meteor or two, so be sure and pass that along to her.
KO4NUE with KN4RJN on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yep, so are you saying spell Taurus? Is that a ends in an S or an IDS?
This is KN4RJN. That is spelled Tango, Alpha, Uniform, Romeo, India, Delta, Sierra.
Just also want to let you know, thought of you today. I went to the post office to get two books of stamps so also like to send some letters to all the club members. And I had no idea that the post ladies were, you know, salesmen. But she got out her little brochure booklet of all the different kind of stamps you could buy. And, you know, some really weird ones. But she came across the James Webb. I bought two books of stamps with the James Webb telescope on it. And I said, that's it. That's the one I want. And I said, that reminds me of John. And she said, who's John? I said, never mind. I'll just take two books of them. So $24 later, I'm out the door with, you know, James Webb stamps to go on the envelopes.
This is KN4RJN. Well, if you got if you went to the post office there in Grambling, if you had with the retired hat comes in from time to time, and I haven't been in there forever, so it's like she may or may not remember me. But yeah, I'll have to check that out next time I go to the post office. I'm gonna need some stamps here before too much longer. In any event, as far as solar radiation stuff is going on, there's not a whole lot. Let me pop that up here real quick. Nothing in the geomagnetic activity to speak of. Solar radiation, 1% chance over the next 3 days of any significant there. Radio blackout, we've got about 5% chance over the next 3 days of an R1 or an R2. That's mild or moderate. Anything greater than that's only about a 1% chance. So not a whole lot going on with the sun right now.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll keep your R reports in mind. But I'll send you some pictures, John. I keep telling you I'm gonna do it, but I just can't remember. My mind's just, you know, not as strong as it used to be. It used to be a steel trap, you know, but now it just stays closed instead of ready to strike. So I do the best I can do, but I'll try my best to remember, John.
This is KN4RJN. That's generally a sign of old age there, buddy, but you're not as old as I am, so I don't know what your excuse is.
I just do the best I can do. That's all I can do. But at any rate, I will try my best to send you some pictures of what I got down there and see if I can, you know, see what I can do. But at any rate, I'm going to move on down the log. John, appreciate the conversation, sir. And it's always nice to hear what's going on in the heavens, especially with James Webb and all. So, anyway, 73, John, appreciate it. And you have a wonderful evening tonight and a wonderful rest of the week. All right, I'll move on down the log, see if there are any additional check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, before we move on to Mr. Larry. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, you got it tonight, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
UE, KK4JBQ. Well, first of all, I got the same kind of mind. It used to be a steel trap, you know, now it's a mouse trap. And those made of wood, I guess. Golly. Interesting to listen to, John. Always is a pleasure. If you're still listening, John, always is a pleasure. I didn't know that there were, what do they call it, commemorative stamps available for the Webb telescope. I was surfing around this past week, and I saw some of the recent shots that have been returned from that telescope, and I can understand why everyone's pretty excited about what it sort of peels the onion, doesn't it? And I didn't realize all that was out there, and it's always been out there. Well, reasonably speaking, it's always been out there. The, what is it? I think the most recent one was the Towers of God or something like that. Kind of an ominous name. But anyhow, today around here has been much about leaves. Gracious me. I can recall when we moved in here some 22 years ago, it was a little bitty thing. This maple tree that's between my house and my neighbor's. And it has grown so big that its branches overhang both of our garage roofs, which do have gutters on them, which are clogged up. And that's just a consequence of having a tree so close to the house, I suppose. But it's a maple. One of those maples that is kind of an orangey, not so much red, but an orangey color. Orange, yellow, something like that. And it is gorgeous. In the sunlight, it's like a flame coming up. And I say this only because you should keep a positive outlook on things. I see that tree many times, and all I think of is raking. Raking and piling, and we can take them to the curb and they'll be picked up there. But still, bringing all of that scatter into one pile is quite a bit of work with one guy and one rake. Anyhow, I have enjoyed it over the years. When it was just a little sapling, had different neighbors next door. She had a five-year-old. He would be 25 now. I can only think of him as a little child. He was kind of short for his age anyway, so he was tiny. And he swung on the lower branches of that tree and deformed them. they come out, but then they bend down and then go straight up, the ones that are the lower branches. But all in all, his antics made it a pretty shapely tree. I got to say, in the neighborhood, it's one of the nicer shaped trees. But it has grown, oh goodness, 18 feet, and as I say, hanging over the garage roofs. But anyway, I'm interested about this tripod that you're making for your telescope. That's quite a project. My vote is to use the mount that the scope is ready for. You know, I know you say it'd be 2-3 hours more, but I believe you'll find it'll be worth it to be steady, you know, rock steady, and that'll make a lot of difference when you're looking through it. But anyway, what's been up with you lately? What don't I know? KK4JBQ.
QE with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, let's see. Not a lot going on here. I went and helped a fella ham today. Spent a couple of hours with him, helping him with some things. And, you know, it's always nice to spend time with a ham, right? So we just kind of chit-chatted and, you know, shot the breeze for a while. I think we did more talking than we did working. But, you know, there again, I've learned in my short tenure that's really what hams do. They really don't do any work. They just talk a lot. So we did a lot of that. And then I came back down to the shop and started on my project for the tripod. And then I found the side mount that actually goes with the telescope. And that kind of changes things a little bit. But I think you're right. I think I'll just stick with what I got. But I've got a pet peeve. I can't stand for something to have extra parts. If it came with it, then I want it all to be there. But like I said, that means I'm going to have to you know, spend a lot more time machining to change things up a little bit. But I'm not so far in it. I can't give it up, I guess.
Well, that sounds like you're on the right track. And I can't imagine. I think I eyeballed that when I was over for dinner that one night, and it's a nice looking scope. It really is. It wasn't, I didn't peer through it. It was a little low for me to get down and kind of look through the ocular. But my goodness, that's going to be a real tool for watching the skies. And I know Anna is excited about doing that when she can. Well, all has been well here on the home front. I suppose last night was a kind of a letdown. I expected at least a couple of trick-or-treaters. We are, after all, in a development with houses all around, you know. But I don't know what, over the last 20 years, whether the average age has gone up or down. I think the average age has gone up. And a lot of the people just close by, there must be over 300 people here. And a lot of in their 50s, 60s, 70s, like that. Maybe grandchildren, you know? But I don't know. And what do you hear lately about grandchildren?
Every time I mention it, but I keep on mentioning it. I'm not going to let that slow me up. But I just going to tell you that Anna's sister, she got ready for Halloween this year. So Anna got a text last night about 9 o'clock that said, she was so disappointed because she went out and bought candy. A lot of it, and the good kind, she said. But nobody showed. So she'd send texts every 10 or 15 minutes to say, nobody came. And then all of a sudden we got a text and said, oh, somebody's at the door. It was one kid. She had one kid come by, and it was getting late. So she just dumped everything she had in his bag. And that was the happiest kid. He got everything. The good stuff, too.
Oh, that is grand. It really is. Oh, it's been a long time, but I can just imagine how that kid felt. I can imagine it for sure. Yeah. I did a lot of trick-or-treating. My mama would take us back to the Mill Village where, we were there until I was about 9. And we would walk the streets, and there would be crowds of people out. Even though it was pouring rain, it seemed to pour rain every Halloween. Just that time of year for rain, I guess. Change of seasons and all. But we would stop in because, it was our neighborhood. So we'd stop in and my parents would have to talk. And I just sat there. Nobody would be talking to me. I'm just a kid. So my mama and our neighbors, they would be talking up a storm about everything in the world but Halloween, everything in the world but anything about candy or tricks and treats. And before we left, they put a couple of things in our bag. But I can just imagine how delighted he was to get the whole booty. He will remember that for sure.
Dr. Wright, I know he was excited. I think she's probably more excited than he was. But she sure did. She dumped everything in the bag and just waved and waved as he went down the street, So, Anna's family's all about the holidays. Any kind of holiday they can, they can do, they're just, they're all about it, decorating and all. But I don't do Halloween. It's hard enough to get me to put the Christmas tree up, every year. I've been wanting to get one of those tinfoil Christmas trees, you know, like from the 70s. My grandmother used to have one. And Anna won't do it. She will not do it. She refuses. I've got to have a real tree every year. Well, one of these years, I'm going to break down and get me one of those tacky 1970s, you know, tinfoil Christmas tree. You know, they got them now that's got lights on them, disco lights, and the tree spins slowly. That's what we need in the living room. That'd fit right in here, don't you think, Larry?
KK4JBQ. I'll tell you what I think. I think Anna should have final say on anything that goes in the living room. But I'll tell you this one thing. And I didn't know the folks, but Donna knew them pretty well from her employment. And we went in, and every room in that house had a tree in it. Every room had a tree of some kind. And they were all different. There were some that were real, yes. And there were some that were artificial, oh sure. And maybe the tinfoil, or what I think it is Mylar. Tinfoil wouldn't hold up, but Mylar would. Different species, you know, there were fir, and there were spruce. You know, that's a popular species for a Christmas tree. But they all decorated different, you know. They didn't all have, I think there was one that was kind of a primitive tree and had strings of popcorn and had little handmade ornaments on it. That was my favorite, to tell you the truth. But then others were highly decorated, very beautiful. Some were tall and reached the 12-foot ceilings that they had in that house. And that's impressive. And others were tabletop trees. So with all that in mind, I just kind of suggest that if you'd like a tree, your own little tree now, you just get the tree that fits into your little space and maybe the shack, you know, a shack tree. And have it anything you want it to be, decorate it any way you want, but let Anna have, you know, the major tree, and you'll be better off. KK4JBQ.
No, you're right. I'm just aggravating her. You know, every year it's Christmas, we have this, you know, I start picking at her about the tree. But one year, when I was little, it was a big deal for me and Dad to go get a Christmas tree. We didn't have a lot of money, so we had to get, you know, what was, you know, around. So one year, we usually get a little cedar tree. Well, we eat it with wood stove in the house. And a couple of days before Christmas, the house was full of praying mantises, little baby praying mantises. And we found on the cedar tree that, you know, we cut down a couple weeks prior, it had one of the egg sacs for a praying mantis up in the leaves, and that wood heat made them hatch out. There's probably 20 or 30 of them in the house, everywhere. So, I keep telling her every year, you know, if we get a fake tree, we don't have to worry about that. But she won't have it. But I keep aggravating her about it. But anyway, that and the monkey. I hadn't started on the monkey yet. I won't start on the monkey till after Thanksgiving. But when Thanksgiving's over, I'm gonna see if I can get my monkey for Christmas this year.
And the monkey. Wow. Okay. Well, I have a praying mantis story, too. And they lay their eggs in something like a little cocoon. And it's really packed. I mean, it's dense with teeny, tiny, minuscule, size of a, just a big, bit bigger than a grain of sand. But when you look up at them close, they're just like the adult. It's just teeny, tiny. Comes out fully formed. And it's a terrible abundance because these little guys, they don't have any protection whatsoever. Parents don't hang around, you know, and protect them. And so they are food for other things. And with insects, there's an abundance because there will be few survivors. The balance of nature, you know. And this was in a hedge that was quite close to the house. And there were not 30, but hundreds of those things all over. And I observed them, and something picked them off one by one. Just, you know, I think they were food, most of them. So just a few survive, and that's all that's necessary for the next generation. That's the plan for insects, really is. But that taught me about praying mantises. I would go out with Dad, too, and we'd select a tree. And he wasn't very talkative, my dad. Didn't have the gift of gab. So as he was selecting a tree, he wouldn't tell us, you know, this is a spruce and this is fir and this is a cedar. And, you know, the ones that are prevalent, the conifers that are prevalent in this area. But it was always cold. And I always felt underdressed. Maybe I was small as a child. And didn't have the kind of natural warmth that a lot of insulation would give you. Okay. So, terrible. We would select a tree, and I just hated to see it cut down. It seemed like it was at home. Where it was growing, that was the thought in my mind anyway. I hated to see it cut down, but I loved to put it up in the house. My mother was the tree decorator, and it was between me and my mom, because I was the oldest boy, and between me and her, we got it in the stand, I guess, in the stand, which held its only water source. Back then, we didn't provide it any food. Today, you can get little packets of Christmas tree food, which keeps the needles on a little longer. It's not a crazy thing to do. But you put that in the water. The important thing is to keep that water topped off, you know, because there'll be times when it drinks up more than it did the previous day. And we would keep it up all the way into New Year. Is that kind of like your? Is that your habit over there? You keep it up till New Year?
Kind of. That's KO4NUE. Yep, pretty much. I keep. I got a green funnel. And some plastic hose. I stick that on the back side of the tree so you can't see it and run it down into the water pot. That way I don't have to bend over to water the tree. Makes it a lot easier. But at any rate. Well, Larry, I'm going to have to... Let me get on down the live, bud. I don't want to cut you short, but got other people wanting to talk. Robert's waiting in the wings there. And... but I'll... week's not over. I'll give you a holler this week, and we'll talk on sale. How about that?
That sounds good. I don't want to hog up the airwaves here. So everyone out there, have a good night. And thank you, Chad, for being our net control tonight. 7-3.
Donna, we said hello. All right, any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Next on the stump is KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down in Joanna. Robert, how are you tonight, sir?
Oh, I'm better than I deserve to be, and in more ways than one. First off, I'd like to start off the net with an apology and a correction. While your better half was on the radio last night, I made an announcement, and that was a Fleet Talk network expansion. And I mentioned Anderson was going to be added in, and this is where I made the boo-boo. I said 820 was going to be part of the Fleet Talk network. And, of course, none of y'all had heard about that. Well, it comes, you just don't know how difficult it is for me to say this, but I was wrong. It's not going to be. Call off the lawyers, stand down the SWAT team. No one is coming to usurp and annex 820. However, there is going to be a new brand spanking new 440 70 centimeter repeater frequency to be announced up there. It's going to be 100 water, and the frequency has been allocated, but they're not talking yet. So it'll be sometime next year. Okay, that'll fill a gap. That'll work. So that's the good news. I'll let it drop for a second while all that news settles in. That gets that out of the way, and you know, I'll be sitting in my sackcloth and ashes for a couple of days now while I pay my penance for that and my mea culpas. Better news, I got my new Bofang today. My big orange Bofang. I mean, it's orange. It would, you know, everyone should have one at the game Saturday. And it's actually a TID radio. That is a Tango India Delta radio. It's an H5, which some of y'all may have seen the H6s and the H7s. Well, this is a little bit earlier model. So I ordered it from Amazon because it was a cheap price, and it advertised 10 watts. And people were showing close to 9, so I said, oh, okay, you know, $33, I'll get one. So it came today by UPS. So I get it, and I bring it in the house, and I take it out of the box, and notice how large it is. It's at least twice the size of a little UVR5. I'll let it drop. Big radio for what we're used to and compared to the UV5Rs. And it has a USB port for charging in addition to a really nice, for a change, that fits the radio. Well, I flip up the little rubber ditty that says USB, and there ain't no port. There's a socket where a port ought to have been, but it's not there. And then I noticed it was going to be a micro USB. The other H6 and H7 have USB-C, so this was going to be the micro. And we all know that micro USB chargers are kind of whammy. So it probably wouldn't even maintain it. So I'm going like, I'm not going to send it back for that. But the one thing about this radio is it is loud and clear. I mean, it is louder than my QYT mobile was. It's one loud radio. And did I mention it's orange? Yeah, I did. Okay. Anyway, got it charged here. It was very easy to use with chirp. And I hit the repeater tonight I measured it on my Lafayette Legacy meter, and whether that's right or not, it's close, I guess. Anyway, I registered 8.92 watts. No, it ain't 10. But, I mean, that's okay. You know, as long as it don't blow up, I think it's a keeper. So, they're not bad, and, you know, they might even be cheaper here coming around Christmas, Black Friday, and what have you. I'll let it drop. All the news I had, other than you mentioned Christmas trees. And I thought, Christmas trees. And you mentioned cedar bushes. Well, I got one growing, but it ain't big enough yet. Poor little guy, he won't hold up enough yet. He got to grow a couple more years.
But I've always wanted a nativity scene. And so, well, where do you go look for a nativity scene at? Nowhere, at the same place I got the radio, Amazon. So I'm looking on it here, and they got them little silhouette ones, but my gosh, they're like miniature size. They're like 17 inches wide. That's kind of chintzy. And then you move on up to the bigger ones, and they got one with all the characters and I mean, big thing, but it's $589. So I look around for another one, but I found one. But you know, nothing, I know something tackier in a nostalgic way than an aluminum Christmas tree, which I have one, by the way. I found one, and I'm going to display it proudly in my window this year. It's a little small, 4-footer. I'm going to try to get the tricolored light that goes round and round. I'll let it drop.